and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Just in from Scotland, President Trump says he's changing the 50-day deadline for Vladimir Putin to reach a ceasefire with Ukraine.
I'm going to reduce that 50 days that I gave him to a lesser number because I think I already know the answer what's going to happen.
Mr. Trump has also announced an agreement with the EU on 15% tariffs on imports. More than half of the people in this country are under heat alerts today. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is going to be a long-duration event, so it's likely to see these alerts to stay in effect not only today, but through Tuesday and Wednesday at least.
In Arizona, two hikers had to be rescued from the heat over the weekend when the temperature there hit 107. New numbers show a record number of Americans are dipping into their retirement accounts early. The Vanguard Group finds nearly a third who leave their jobs are liquidating 401ks, paying the taxes and often the penalties. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale in for Melissa Kay. Today is going to be a hot one. The National Weather Service says it will be hot and humid through the Fox Valley, central Wisconsin, and the northeast Wisconsin region. Heat indices are expected to reach triple digits, and a heat advisory is in effect for most of the listening area. Severe storms are possible tonight over portions of central Wisconsin. More details are coming up in the weather forecast. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is sharing some helpful tips with residents on keeping their homes cool while saving energy. We've still got about 6 weeks of summer, and of course that means hot weather, and residents looking to stay cool can save money by taking some simple steps, like keeping the blinds and curtains closed, unplugging electronics like the television when they're not being used, and making sure the air conditioner's filter is clean. Officials are also reminding residents that it's illegal for utility companies to disconnect electrical services during a heat advisory. While home prices are remaining high, there are some positive trends for potential home buyers in recent months. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market.
The median price for a home in Wisconsin was $340,000 in June. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz. 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focused right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 90 this afternoon, and it is going to be muggy with a heat index close to the triple digits here later today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 68. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:06, and it is nice to have you back on this Monday morning, July 28th. We are going to run out of July later this week and to get ourselves launched into August before this work week is over. Nice to have you back here in Chippewa Falls. Nice to be home after five nights away. I mean, that first cup of coffee from your home pot when you've been away for a while, it's just so good. It's good to be back sleeping in your own bed and everything else. But we had a nice time taking the show on the road to Madison. We will check in with Madison with John and Gordy in just a bit, as well as meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who's back from EAA Air Venture. So everybody just had a big week of fun, a big weekend of fun. Hopefully you did as well. Later this hour, we will talk to author Laura Bird. Her book recommendations this time around come from Midwestern authors who make a connection back to nature on this World Nature Conservation Day. So we've got that coming up along the way. And, of course, your comments either on the text line, use the Civic Media app for that, or you can put a comment on Facebook or YouTube, the Up North News Facebook and YouTube pages, the Civic Media Facebook and YouTube pages. Rob from Tigerton writes, Pat, when you went from Beaver Dam to Oshkosh, did you go through the infamous Wisconsin famous speed trap of Rosendale at the intersection of Highway 26 and 23? Yes. Did I get caught? No. I'm very happy to say. Brittany, I'm sure you've cut through Rosendale a time or two as well when you need to get to Oshkosh and don't want to go all the way to Fond du Lac and up. You just cut through Rosendale, which, well, it was fine this time around, but I do remember the first time going through there and seeing a speed trap or two and going, oh, this is what everybody's talking about.
Oh, yes, I've seen that one for sure. And I've definitely seen a couple others across the state this weekend. So hopefully you guys stayed safe and didn't get caught by those. I didn't either. So
no,
even though
it
was a rush to get to the bed, right? Our own home.
Our own home, our own bed. You've probably still have camping gear that you've got to clean up and everything.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, yep. The laundry to do. You may as well stay inside and do that. You've got the air conditioning today. You're going to need it one more time.
You sure are. Another heat advisory in effect today, noon to 7. It's going to be highs in the mid-80s far north, mid-90s far south. It's going to be feeling like 100 degrees through most of the southern half of the state. So right now you're waking up, going outside. Temperatures are at about 66 degrees to about 80 already. And of course, we do have dry conditions today, mostly sunny to partly sunny, but a storm system does start late tonight, probably around 10 o'clock far northwest in the state, and it starts to move central overnight around 1 a.m., 2 a.m. or so, and then it moves in towards southeastern areas, Fox Valley, Lakeshore, early in the morning around 4 or 5 a.m. Now, there is a slight risk from the Storm Prediction Center for these to be strong to severe, mainly in Eau Claire area, down towards La Crosse, Richland Center, and off to Dubuque. You could see some damaging wind gusts, larger hail, heavy rain, maybe a quick 1 to 2 inches with this system. And it's going to slide again from the north down to the south as we go through this evening. After that, we start to cool down a little bit. Now, tomorrow, it still hangs on to a little bit of heat, mid-70s north, mid-80s south. Few storms could pop up in the afternoon. Then a high pressure system moves in. Wednesday, we cool down, upper 70s across the state, and that holds for the rest of the week. So we've only got today of high heat, sweating again, a little cooler tomorrow, and then relief.
Relief is going to feel really nice. But like I said at the top of the show, it's not 10 below.
No.
If you're going to give me 90 plus or, you know, below zero, I'm going to go above 90. That's that's going to be the answer every single time, you know, because we don't get many of these. And, you know, you get some of those below zero stretches by the time you get to the end of the week. I mean, you're going crazy if you're not a winter sports person. Frankly, even if you are a winter sports person.
True. You know, it's just too much, too long. Exactly. Yep.
This will do just fine. Brittany, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Reminder, you can sign up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com, including my Sunday morning newsletter, where I ask your feelings on cryptocurrency. We had a couple of state legislators on last week while I was doing the shows from Madison and hearing all about cryptocurrency and the need for consumer protections on there, guardrails, to protect not just individuals, but small businesses and the economy at large. And so you can answer that question by being a subscriber to our Sunday morning newsletter. Sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. Let's bring in John and Gordy from our civic media station in Madison. You can hear them 6 to 8 in the morning when you're down there. And just after 8 on Mondays, they join us up here from Madison Studio A1. Guys, how are you?
Good morning, Pat.
We
good
suffered through a really hot weekend here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you got to have a little bit of fun on there.
We have a huge festival here just this time of the year every year, and it's called Atwood Fest, and it's like our own summer fest. It has so many groups down there, so many stages, and a lot of people, a lot of great eclectic food. It is a fantastic place to go. I mean, keep it in mind for next year, you know, if you're in another part of the state, this would be a place to go to see a lot of local bands, regional bands. It's a fantastic get-together.
30 bands, Saturday and Sunday, 3 stages, and lots of different food options.
Yeah.
Really a fun time. It was just really hot the whole weekend.
Well, that didn't
stop the crowds, though.
No, at any time. I mean, you said they've been doing this for, what, 23 years now, so I'm sure they've seen everything from really hot to rainy and stormy and everything in between. But I'm not familiar with all the various Madison celebrations. I mean, you think of Milwaukee and you've got Summerfest and the Wisconsin State Fair and then, you know, the whole German Fest and all those kinds of things. So you got the big one, Summerfest, and then the others that kind of follow. Where does Atwood Fest rank in terms of the one that I'm most familiar with for Madison, and that would be Bratfest?
Well, Bratfest is bigger.
Yeah, it's huge. That would be the premier event to attend. Yeah,
that's the biggest.
But really, I think Atwood Fest, as the word gets out, as more people attend this and find out about it on civic media, I think that maybe people should start planning to make it down here at this time of the year each and every summer. It's a fantastic event. You won't regret it.
Same like general period, same week every summer?
Yeah,
yes.
Pretty much the same time.
Yeah,
in July,
last weekend in July. Yep. Of course, the regular things. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, is the last concerts on the square. They do 6 of them every summer, and that's always a big deal on the square.
If you like sitting on a lawn out by the Capitol, drinking wine and acting kind of elitist.
My trip to Madison last week, which I like Madison, but it's got its things. And one of the things that I don't miss is traffic. And I happen to be coming into downtown Madison just as everybody was coming in for concerts on the square.
I guess
they were doing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon last week. So you had a big turnout there. And then almost next door is the theater there, the Overture, right?
The Overture, right?
Where they were doing Wicked.
Yes.
That drew a bit of a crowd. Then there's a parking ramp right near both of those venues that I was trying to get into simply to get into the radio station there, right where you guys are. It's right behind you guys through that door. I can see it right there. I can see it as I'm in the line of people going to the ramp for one thing or the other. And I'm realizing I'm going to be in this line for maybe an hour as people try to figure out how to work a parking ramp.
Right.
It was just a popular weekend to be there.
Well, you know, course, they take cash or something like that. I think it's an event.
Well, that was the other thing. It was a special event, so it was like $10 or something.
$10. I
get to the ramp, and I'm like, I'm just working right there at the radio station. Sorry, pal, $10 for everybody. Like,
exactly.
Great. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I did that, and that was only after negotiating the Beltline, which is the highway that runs along the southern side of Madison, which I asked rhetorically last week, but I'll ask a couple of locals here.
Yes.
Is the Beltline your Golden Gate Bridge? When they paint it, they paint the whole thing, and by the time they get to the end, they got to start all over again. Is it that way, too, with the construction? They just work their way down and then start all over again?
It's really almost hard to imagine why they have to keep doing this each and every year. I don't know what they're doing anymore, you know? And they could have put in a North Beltline if they wanted to, but they decided not to do that either.
Don't get started on that.
Oh, Catherine Lake is joining us here.
There's the disembodied voice of Catherine Lake, who
program director.
We've got a camera over there.
By the way, Catherine worked for how many years at WGN Radio in Chicago? So for her to be belly aching about Madison traffic.
I'm sitting here listening to you bellyache. I'm telling you, that's nothing.
No, my bellyache.
22 years of Chicago traffic. That's
my belly aching about Chippewa Falls traffic is I'm behind a hay wagon or a Buick. That's it. That's all we get for traffic here. We're just fine.
Listen to Todd or Pam, and they all say, you know, be kind. Those farmers, they got to get from place to place.
Oh, nobody's ragging on the farmers there.
I don't know.
When you get behind one of those.
Don't even.
Those really slow, giant trucks.
Never
any fun.
There's the one, there's like the sprayer, and it's so high up, you're almost tempted to drive underneath it.
Yes.
By the way, public service announcement. Don't
try it.
Really? Don't do that.
A Prius does not fit. I was seriously thinking about trying it someday.
I know. You would think, but no, it doesn't. It doesn't quite work.
I won't try it then.
All right. So if you get through all the traffic, then you eventually get to Atwood Fest, and that's great.
Yes.
But there's also, there are all kinds of other little festivals and mainstays, and we're going to be hyper local for a second here, but I want everybody to think about their own community. You had kind of one of the local mainstay bars recently close, right?
Yes, the Church Key just closed.
Yeah, they just announced that.
It was the biggest hangout for college kids in the area, and I don't know what's going to happen. They had it was called the Church Key on one side and the Church Key Pub and Grill on the other side, and I guess it's all closed down. No reason given so far.
Well, and sometimes places just do either the ownership change or whatever, or in the case of in Eau Claire, if you think of, you know, a mainstay landmark bar, in this case, it was fire that destroyed the camaraderie. But if you mention the camaraderie or the com to anybody, you know, who went to UW Eau Claire from 1980 and earlier, you just get this, oh, I miss those cheese curds so much, you know, and it was a great, you know, quintessential college bar. And now we whine about it and you hear, okay, boomer, but still we miss it. And I think there's room for almost everybody to talk about a local establishment that closed up and they miss it so much and never thought that it would actually go away.
Yeah. Well, we had lost a few clubs here in town. In fact, after we talked about the Church Key closing, everybody started calling us up about all the other
bars that have
closed up over the last 30 years or so. And one of the big ones in this town was the Club de Wash, which had three bars. You know, the Club de Wash was in the middle. The Barber's Closet was kind of a private place in the basement, and they had a disco on the top floor. And that burnt down. It burnt. The whole building just burnt down. It was a landmark building.
The Barber's Closet was a what do you call it? A secret entrance.
They had a secret entrance.
Like a speakeasy.
A speakeasy. Yeah. Thank you, Catherine. Yes. Yeah. So you had to know where to go, and then you pulled the lever or the window lever or mirror, whatever it was, and the door opened.
Let your eyes adjust.
Yes.
to try and see in there.
It was a very cool little bar.
Did by chance anybody call in and say Visions was what they missed most of all?
Oh, no.
Visions.
No? No? Okay.
It would be the one to say that.
That's a food co-op.
They talked about the dangle.
Yeah. Okay, stop talking.
No, we should not be talking about the adult establishments. No, sorry about that. John and Gordy are with us from WMDX in Madison. A local update is next for some of you, and then we'll talk with author Laura Bird in our next half hour on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 25th, 2025. I have your host, James, behind the mic. And we're joined right now by one of our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools District. I want to thank Ron for setting this up. We have Melanie Hanneman joining us. She is the Food Service Director. Melanie, nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being here with us. I have lunch lady questions I want to ask. Yeah. I have so many different things, but maybe another time. Here in summer, it's great to be able to talk with our anybody in our school district, and not only getting parents and kids information that maybe they haven't heard, or with the busy summer just kind of got lost in the shuffle, but it's a nice chance to just touch base with you guys. I think that oftentimes as adults, we just kind of check out when it comes to the schools during summer, and we need to be paying attention and be up to date as much as any parent or anybody else out there. I appreciate the time and certainly appreciate everything you put into our community doing the job you're doing there. It's vital work, and we appreciate you. I see that we're going to start with summer meals. I think that's a great place to start, not just because I'm hungry. No. But summer meals seems like a good place. What can you tell us about those?
Yes. So we currently have summer meals going on. It is a program through the USDA where we provide meals free for anyone 18 and under all summer long. And it's good to acknowledge it because even when summer school ends, we're still out there providing those meals. So we provide them at three different locations right now. We're at Lincoln High School, and they are serving breakfast there from 7:30 to 8:30. So students that are coming in the morning for sports, to work out, things like that can grab a breakfast. Yeah. You could also swing through. They are outside right in the front in the circle drive. So if you and your family are out and about heading out for the day, you can swing through and grab a breakfast to go. Again, from 7:30 to 8:30. And then they are there from 11 to 12:30 providing lunch as well. So families are welcome to pop over to Lincoln High School to grab a free lunch. We are also at Mead Park near the splash pad, and we are at Witter Park outside of the Aquatic Center. And we are there every day from 11 to 12:30 providing lunches, and families get to take home a breakfast for the next day as well. So two meals, one stop. We are there.
Yeah. And it, from years past, it seems like there's another new location on this as opposed to years past. So that's really nice to see.
Yes.
It also reminds us of how in need this is and how important this is. This happens to be one of my big three topics that I care about, causes that I care about, and hunger in our communities around the whole world, especially here in our local area. And while we have Focus and we have like the United We Can event, for every event we have, there are still people out there that get missed. And a lot of the times, kids are the ones that get forgotten in some of this conversation. I was one of these kids. Growing up and certainly appreciated services like this and things like this. I know how far it goes for our community, along with so many other kids that are able to, like you said, going in for sports or some of those. Yes. There are kids where, you know, during the school year, these are meals are counted on and, and families know that they can count on them. Once summer happens, it's kind of an all bets are off thing and you're not sure. So having these programs around is vital and important. Just as important as that is us getting the information out there and making sure every citizen knows about this, especially the ones that could really use the services.
Yes, absolutely. And in the summer, too, we see at these parks the kids are playing hard. I mean, they're going for a day of swimming and playing at the park. So it's awesome that we're able to provide these lunches for them to grab either before or after they're playing there.
When it comes to the people that are working and helping hand these meals out and everything, we appreciate everybody that's doing that and just want to shout them out and thank them. Are you guys ever in need of more volunteers or people like that that can help with those services?
We aren't. Actually, we have a staff that are very dedicated to this. So I guess the need is getting the word out.
Yeah.
So letting your grandkids know or families at church know or anywhere in the community that these meals are there. If you drove by Lincoln High School today, you would have saw our staff member with a flag walking down the sidewalk trying to rope families in. So they are there. They are letting people know that they are there. But really, we just need help getting the word out that these meals are there to take advantage of.
And as great of a job as this team that we have here at the studios does, getting information out there for everybody. We all know that word of mouth goes so much farther. So please do share this information with people, and especially people. I think a lot of the time, this is one of the things I love about our Midwesterners and what it is to be a Midwesterner. We're a strong type. We do a lot on our own. We're very, good at those things, but we're not really good at always asking for help or letting people know that we need help even. We put on a good front.
Yeah.
So I think sharing this information, even with people that you might not think need the services, isn't a bad idea. It's just information that they could share with somebody else too.
Yes.
And while you're while we're at it, I do want to also, again, thank not only the people involved in this, but the people that continue to share the information. And these meals are, once these do wrap up, though, keeping an eye on those families and seeing where else you can help or telling them about Focus or some of these other programs that we have in the community.
Yes, and that leads into back-to-school time, completing free and reduced meal applications. We're seeing a lot of changes with our eligibility, so just reminding families when back-to-school comes, make sure you're filling out those applications so that we can meet all those needs.
Understand summer gets really busy, and some of this stuff can get lost in the shuffle, but that is a big one,
and
we really want everybody that needs those services signed up for that one.
Absolutely.
If people do, is there somewhere they can go to make sure that they're signed up or a way to sign up?
Yes, they can call our office, our food service office. The number is 715-424-6703. They can get a hold of us and they can check on that.
Oh, you're good. Did you do that off the top of your head? That was good.
I
got it in front of me and it would have taken me a minute. That was good. Appreciate that and appreciate the information, Melanie. Thank you for that. Did want to talk a little bit about some of the changes going on with the milk distribution that's happening. Now, I'll let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit. Melanie was telling me a little about this beforehand. I still don't know if it's registered. I found this out about 5-10 minutes ago and it's still taking me a minute. Just as a kid that went to public school and we always had the carton milk boxes.
Yes.
That's adapted. That's changed a little.
It has changed a little. So families that are participating in our summer meal program will notice that the milk comes in a clear pouch instead of the carton. And that is a change we made, I believe, as a Central Wisconsin school, that the milk we're serving our students should be coming from the dairy farms that our families are driving past.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale, in for Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is conducting an investigation into an officer-related death in De Pere in northeast Wisconsin. Just before 1 a.m. Saturday, dispatch got a call of a person with a rifle at a boat launch. Officers from the De Pere Police Department, Brown County Sheriff's Office, and Ashwaubenon Public Safety responded. When they attempted to negotiate with the person, officers from De Pere and Ashwaubenon fired their weapons when the subject showed the rifle. The person was pronounced dead at the scene. The involved officers are on administrative leave as the DOJ investigates. As part of EAA Air Venture 2025, the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company donated its last remaining blimp gondola frame to the EAA Museum. The frame will become part of a new children's exhibit. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Goodyear blimp, making the donation even more memorable. In addition to the donation, visitors got the rare opportunity to see two blimps. Wingfoot, with its vintage wrap inspired by the first branded Goodyear blimp Pilgrim, and Wingfoot 2 were in Oshkosh for the duration of the fly-in convention. Speaking of EAA, the numbers are in, and it was another record-breaking year. As the skies over Wisconsin began to quiet and EAA Air Venture 2025 came to a close Sunday, officials announced that 691,000 visitors from 80 different countries were part of the event. That's about 5,000 more than last year's record-breaking attendance. 15,000 people camped on the grounds, 3,000 of them aircraft campers. EAA Air Venture 2026 next year will be July 20th through the 26th. For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 90 this afternoon, and it is going to be muggy with a heat index close to the triple digits here later today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 68. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself, as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 6 till 8.
Tomorrow on the program, Hans Breitenmoser and Sheila Everhart will be here. Sheila from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. We'll also talk to Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area about the latest in Wisconsin political news. I think I know what we're going to be talking about. Dan Hagen will be along from WJFW-TV, Newswatch 12 and Rhinelander. Oh, no, strike that. Strike that. Breaking news. Dan Hagen is on vacation this week. That's right. We'll talk to Dan. Yes. See, everybody gets a chance. Everybody gets to get away. Chad Holmes will be along, and we'll have our Way Up North segment as well. But right now, it's time to talk once again with Laura Bird, author who is going to be telling us all from our Madison studio, by the way, about her latest book recommendations and with a particular theme this time around. Laura, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to see you there in Madison. Big old stack of books in front of you.
Oh, yes.
With a theme on this World Nature Conservation Day.
Yes.
About nature, getting back to nature and appreciating what we have, especially from the standpoint of Wisconsin and Midwest authors. That's an interesting theme you came up with. I would not have picked that for a genre, but clearly there are things that stick out with you about that.
Oh my gosh, I have so much to share, actually. So it's summertime here in Wisconsin. We all know this. It's sticky and it's humid and hot, but I'm sure that many of your listeners are getting outside to enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer. At least I hope your listeners are. You know, the lakes, parks, hiking trails, there's so much to do. So today I want to chat about books that celebrate and promote a connection to nature. So not only are these stories fun and engaging, but I think that when we read about the earth, it increases our awareness of it and our reverence for it. So these are important stories, I think. So if you're a lover of the outdoors, these are for you. And I'm going to cover some different genres here and different ages. So there's something for everyone. And yes, they are all written by Wisconsinites, with one exception. There's a couple from Minneapolis. So they'll all feel really familiar and relevant to listeners. So I'm just really excited to dig in.
You want to start with the fiction category?
Yes, I love fiction. So I've come today with two novels, and they're both by Andrew J. Graff. And Andy is one of my favorite novelists from Wisconsin. He grew up in the Northwoods, and now he lives in Ohio, where he teaches at Wittenberg University. He's a huge outdoor person. So he is the author of two novels, Raft of Stars and most recently True North. And you need to add these books to your list if you love rivers, water, rafting. I should say that I've only been rafting like once or twice, and that did not stop me from loving these books. So they both take place in the Northwoods, and they're exhilarating with fleshed out characters, and the plots are set almost exclusively outdoors in summertime.
So you say they're adventure stories.
Yes.
Is there anything else you can tell us that would get us into the plots?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, are these whodunits or?
Well, not really. The Raft of Stars, his first one, is about two young boys who believe that they've accidentally killed someone. And that sounds terrible, but it's a great story. They flee to the river where they try to out-raft the adults that are pursuing them. And there are a lot of white-knuckle moments in this book. It's really great. And then True North is about a family from the Chicago area that comes to the Northwoods because they've just purchased a rafting company, which is failing, and their marriage is also failing. So they have a lot of layers to work through in this book. But Andrew J. Graff writes so beautifully about how humans and nature intersect, and his stories, I guarantee, will make you want to be outside on the water.
I will say that from a marriage encounter standpoint, my wife and I determined years ago that canoeing should not be part of it because there needs to be a level of communication and coordination that appears to be lacking when we get into a canoe. For other people, it works for them. And maybe I need to read some of these books to find out more.
There you go.
Take us into the nonfiction category.
Nonfiction. Oh, this is such a great one. Sea of Grass, The Conquest, Ruin, and Redemption of Nature on the American Prairie by Dave Haig and Josephine Marcotti. So this is the couple that's from Minneapolis. They're veteran journalists, and they celebrate in this book our relationship with the North American prairie, which I'm learning is known as an ecological marvel because there's so many creatures that live on it: bison, elk, prairie dogs, bald eagles. And I'm also learning that the grasslands are one of the richest ecosystems on Earth. I had no idea. But the constant expansion of agriculture threatens what remains. So these very knowledgeable authors talk us through the opportunities and very difficult decisions facing agricultural and indigenous communities today.
All right. Where are we going next?
Let's go to The Driftless next. I love The Driftless. Shelter and Storm, At Home in the Driftless by Tamara Dean. This is a collection of essays. And if you don't know, The Driftless is an area that kind of starts just west of Madison, and it's roughly 8,500 square miles. And it was bypassed by the glaciers. And in fact, author Tamara Dean calls it the place glaciers forgot. So in these essays, she writes about this stunning area and the home that she makes with her partner, David. She learns to garden, plant a prairie, monitor the water quality. She gets outside and does a bunch of really neat things. And she writes engagingly about geology, geography, critters, and plants. And most of all, she invites us to step outside and be amazed by what we find.
Okay.
It's a really good book.
Good. Let's see. We're going to do Stories of Insects.
Let's do Stories of Insects. Where the Grass Still Sings, Stories of Insects and Interconnection by Heather Swan, who actually lives here in Madison. So sometimes I'm lucky enough to run into her. This book is perfect for people who love art because she incorporates art, science, narrative, and verse in this gorgeous book. Like, this is one of those books you want on your coffee table. It would make a beautiful gift for people who love the outdoors and art. She celebrates bugs and insects, and she also celebrates the people who are on the front lines of the fight to save them. So this book rekindles hope and wonder, and again, I think it would make a beautiful gift. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Okay. So now we move to things that are how you listed them as practical and engaging guides.
Yes.
To maximize your exposure to nature. Tell us more about that.
Okay. The first one I have is this hybrid book, and it's so cool. I'm really excited to talk about it. It's part memoir, part guidebook. It's called Time, Beauty, and Grief, A Hike Through Wisconsin's 50 State Parks by Betsy Corbiner. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. This book really resonates with me because I have a goal of hiking all of Wisconsin state parks, and I'm about halfway there. But in this book, Betsy turns 65, and she sets this goal of hiking all the parks, and she does it. And the book is in order of the parks as she hikes them. So it's not organized by region or features. But throughout sort of her, you know, summaries of each hike she takes, she brings in her experiences of human aging, and she talks about relationships, and she talks about loss. And it's just really engaging and fun to read. And now anytime I go hike a new park, I come home and I open it up and I see what Betsy has to say about it. So great book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We've got one more under this category.
One more in this category. Great Nature Wisconsin. This is 100% guidebook here, okay? So it's a guide for nature immersion in Wisconsin by Randy Hoffman and Laura and Cody Stingley. This book is phenomenal. The research that went into this book is incredible. The authors present 400 places to enjoy the outdoors in Wisconsin. They talk about outdoor activities. They provide locational information for each. And then they've got like cool little icons and charts where they talk about paddling, fishing, swimming, mountain biking, etc. So this has become my new Bible for getting out in Wisconsin, and I feel like everyone should have a copy in their house. Great Nature Wisconsin. Yep.
Very good. All right, finally, let's get to the area where you've written a book or two for kids and maybe something there that involves nature.
Yeah. Okay.
Look how excited you get just thinking about talking about these.
I know. I love it. Well, especially when you're bringing kids. I mean, there's so many books for nature for kids. But these are written by Wisconsin authors, including yours truly. So I just have to toot my own horn here. Crossing the Pressure Line by me, Laura Ann Bird. This is my debut novel. It came out a couple years ago. And it is perfect for middle graders who love the outdoors. Middle graders are that 8 to 12, 8 to 13-year-old group. And it centers on a 13-year-old girl who finds comfort and adventure in the Northwoods. And it's the perfect book for kids who love fishing, swimming, and animals. There's a whole storyline about how my main character, Claire, wants to catch a muskie in honor of her late grandfather. So if you know anyone who loves to muskie fish, whether it's a kid or an adult, all ages, I think, will really enjoy my book. And it's a celebration of the Northwoods, which is my favorite place on earth. So
great.
Crossing the pressure line.
Okay.
And last but not least, a picture book. So this book is for the littles, right? Kids who love to sit in your lap and be read to. It's called The Wild Island, An Adventure at Isle Royal National Park by Tracy Philippi and illustrated by Susan Majeski. And this is Tracy's debut novel. She lives here in Madison. And it's her love letter to the national park that's located closest to us in Wisconsin. And of course, that's Isle Royal in Lake Superior. And she makes me want to go to this park now. It's on my bucket list. There are great illustrations in it. It's really engaging and it gets kids excited to be outside in nature. So again, The Wild Island by Tracy Philippi.
But let's get back to the one before that, because that's what we should have listed last year. So we can spend a little bit more time
Thanks.
On that and how people can go about getting it.
Oh, how they can go about getting it. Yeah. I highly suggest going to your local independent bookstore. Above all, you know I'm always talking about that. If you don't live close to a local bookstore, go to bookshop.org and you can order it there and they will send it to you. And you can even earmark what bookstore you want to receive part of the, you know, the proceeds of the sale. So it's a great way to shop local, even if you don't actually have a local bookshop. Also, you can find it at public libraries. And if your public library doesn't have it, you can request it and they will get it for you.
And I, of course, was not aware of this until you started appearing on the show. And now I have an account at bookshop.org.
Yeah.
It benefits a small bookstore in Menominee that I've never been to. But I know that at least some of what I'm doing, it's like shopping locally.
It is.
And it's a great way to be able to browse around and also take in some of these recommendations, which, by the way, we will put in the show notes after the show. So if you head to civicmedia.us and shows and you click on this hour's link, you'll be able to see all of these titles and authors that you're recommending. So along with, you know, these latest recommendations, Laura, are you yourself getting back to nature? You talked about hiking in all the state parks. Do you know where you're going next?
Yes. Well, you know, I don't have any trips planned anytime soon. I was just at one of the Ice Age trail segments yesterday, the one down by Paoli. I've hiked there many times before, and it's a really beautiful place. My favorite place to get out is Governor Dodge State Park and Blue Mountains State Park. You know, from Madison, they're only about a half hour drive, 45 minute drive. So I get out there regularly. And my goal is to hit all the trails at each of those parks.
See, the Ice Age Trail is like a bucket list thing for me. It's just right out here.
Yep.
Although it's big, it's very expansive. Yeah. It'd be tough to walk the whole thing. But I want to find out where some of the most... I want to start high, the most picturesque segments, and really get a feel for them and walk some of that and get out of the house.
Yeah.
But if you can't get out of the house, or if you can only get as far as the hammock, now you've got some book recommendations.
Exactly.
From Laura Ann Bird
to
help you feel like you're getting back to nature. Laura, so good to see you as always.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Great to be here.
All right. Great to see you, and we'll see you next time around here. Coming up next will be a local break for some of you, and if that's the case, then I will see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., here up north. For the rest of you, some final news and notes from here around Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive.
With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 21st, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We're joined today by our great friend from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. We have Reverend Beth Hebagger with us.
Hello.
Hey, Beth. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing good. It's always good working with you, talking with you. Nice work with the kitchens open earlier this morning. Nicely
Thank
done.
You.
Beth, before we get ahead to future events, let's rewind a little bit, mm-hmm. just wrapping up the fourth. And you guys had a lot of fun with the broad fry.
We did, and we had so many people come through, and we want to thank the public for supporting us in that way. It was great to greet everybody, and some of the local businesses helped us by donating the ice that we used to keep all of our beverages cool, so we want to send a shout out to them and thank them for their support for that. We raised over $800 in that day, and so we are grateful to be able to do something like that.
That's incredible, especially considering, and you know this even better than I do, when it comes to having an event, you really, the overhead cost mm-hmm. is such a key part of that, doing the event, and sometimes can have a great event not even happen because right. of those things. But you've been able to do this in a short amount of time, really, be able to have this consistent thing that you can kind of go to every mm-hmm. fourth, and it's really cool, to see. That's money, that is $800 that wouldn't be there otherwise.
Exactly. And yeah. we really appreciate it. It allows us to continue to offer different things like the book sale and other events that we have at the church and to be able to be there for the community. We have a great reciprocal relationship with the ADRC. They use our basement during tax season while they're offering their tax services. The exercise group that's usually in that space comes on over to our church and uses our fellowship hall, our basement, for their exercise space. So we are glad to be available and to support our community in that way.
And you guys are not done with brats.
We are not.
No. We got another one coming up.
We do. On August 2nd, we are doing something very uniquely Wisconsin. We are having a brat fry and a rummage sale all at the same time, all in the same place. So you can come and there'll be some clothes, some toys. We have Christmas decorations that have been donated. We also had some donations from a local business that closed that weren't able to get rid of everything, and they donated some to us so that we have the opportunity to possibly sell that on into the public and raise funds that way. And we're going to have our brat fry. And this year we offered walking tacos, and that went over very well. So we're going to be doing walking tacos with our brats and our hamburgers and cheeseburgers. And you can get a meal that includes a beverage and chips as well. There'll be plenty of baked goods done by good church ladies. And you know, good church ladies know how to make great baked goods. So.
They're the greatest baked goods you'll ever have. Yes. Your mom and church ladies.
There you go.
These are the ones that make the greatest.
Anything made with love.
Yes. Really good stuff there. And as good as a brat is in the summer, and man, does it taste good. It's never going to taste better than when you're getting one from a nonprofit, when you're getting one that goes to a good cause. They just have a better taste to them. Somehow a brat can taste even better that way. And we do want to just note with this, and I would say that most events we're talking about with the Moravian Church, if you are interested in volunteering, we are always anxious to hear from people. We don't always need people, but always appreciate people reaching out.
And we rely upon our congregation and anybody who would be willing to donate some of the supplies so that we don't have that overhead, and what we make in that day just becomes a profit for us to be able to use to do our ministry. So we've got a donation list at the church. If you're willing to participate, give us a call, 715-423-0180. That's the church line. You can find us online as well. The email address is available at our website, wrmoravian.org. So feel free to check us out. Let us know if you're willing to help, if you know what kind of things maybe we could do to help support our community as well.
It's such a great event. A rummage sale and a brat fry together. You just need some cheese curds. You got the perfect Wisconsin event.
If somebody wants to donate them, we'll figure out what we can do.
There we go. Get a hold of Beth, everybody. Get a hold of her.
And that's going to start at 9 a.m. and go till about 2 p.m. So it's about the same hours as what the farmers market First Avenue, and we're right there by it, so you can park at the ADRC or right across on Goggin Street on Third Avenue South, and when you're walking towards the farmers market, walk right past us.
Get that brat. It'll give you plenty of fuel to go through the farmers market and enjoy yourself and have a great start to your Saturday. Again, that'll be August 2nd going on, and we'll touch on this more and more on our morning show and stuff, and make sure we get a great turnout for that one.
And if you're going to the farmers market for the egg rolls for lunch, then stop by and grab dinner and take it home with you, and then you've got both meals covered for that day.
Yeah, and you're set. You're welcome, everybody. Yeah, you're set. Nicely done, and nicely done by
you,
Beth. I do want to mention as well, and something that we talk about on our morning show is the book bin. That's been out for a little while. Is that still out?
It is still out. It goes out all summer. It comes out on Memorial Day weekend, and we're not going to take it in until about September 15th. So we are still collecting plenty of books. We've still got plenty of room. So if you are cleaning out your house and looking for a place to give those books a second life and someone else a chance to escape into a good story like you did, donate them to the community book sale. The bin is out Monday through Friday, or Monday through Sunday, 24/7. It's out in front of our church building in our parking lot by the glass doors off of Goggin Street. Or if we happen to be in the office and our business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., bring them into the building. We'll give you a cart if you've got boxes and boxes. We can help you make sure that they get in, they get sorted and ready for our book sale in the fall. We'll also take any media that you have, DVDs, VHS, cassettes. We've also have people that still listen to cassettes. We love LPs. We've got lots of people that like to find the record, the vinyl. So if you've got others that you're looking to get rid of, we'll take puzzles and games that you have all the pieces for. We're really interested in getting large print books so that those who are looking for that and need the larger print have that option as well. We want to make it available for everybody.
Yeah. Those books, there's few things that feel better to donate than a book. And it means something. I cannot encourage people to do this enough. I know how much my mom looks forward to being able to donate these books and things like that. She takes very good care of them.
Good.
I think she takes better care of those than she does her own books in some ways.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Not 100%.
And we love the fact that the books that we don't sell at the end of that book sale, we intentionally try to find places for them to go so that they're not just being recycled and not used. So we are in relationship. We take some of the goodwill so that they have a chance to sell them as well and support their nonprofit. We also love
listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he's shortening the 50-day deadline he gave Russia to work out a ceasefire with Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today.
Spoke from Scotland, where he's hosting Britain's prime minister at his two golf clubs today. Police in Arkansas are searching for a suspect after a husband and wife were killed while they were hiking in a state park. CBS's Jim Crusula.
The murdered couple's daughters, ages 7 and 9, were not hurt in the attack.
A search underway in Louisiana after an inmate was allowed to walk out of the same jail that 10 men escaped from in May. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan Houston.
I want to make a sincere apology to the people of New Orleans. The mistaken release of Khalil Bryant was a serious error, and as sheriff, I take full responsibility.
One of the men who broke out in May is still missing. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.